I'm like a greedy.
Probably want this thing also.
Okay, good. So, yeah. Okay. So we're about to start now the Gemara, which goes for a while. It goes for about a daf. But it's, you know, the theme, the basic theme. Like, like that other theme also went for a while, that hand, the outstretched hand, that was like one of these themes. Because Gemara goes with the same theme for about a daf. But a lot of side points. But so basically the question is, in our Mishnah, the cases of our Mishnah were essentially the cases of Chiyuv, where if one guy picks up an object and, let's say the Oni picks up an object in Rishos HaRabim, transfers it across the Rishos, puts it into the hand of the Ashir who's in Rishos HaYachid, so the Oni is Chayev Deraisa, because he did Akira in Rishos HaYachid, and Rishos HaRabim, and Hanacha in Rishos HaRabim, so Rishos HaYachid, whatever. The opposite of Rishos. Okay. Now the problem is, the Gemara asks, we're on Dalet Amar Aleph in Shabbos, it's at the bottom, two dots, Am I Chayev? Problem is that you always need as a principle that in order for a kiran hanach I have to be from a place which is dalal dalad, right? Dalal dalad. And I guess in this case, so I guess it depends on whichever case you're talking about. Either you have a case where you're taking it out of the hand of the ashir, or you're taking it off the floor and putting it into the hand of the ashir. I mean, all the cases. I mean, you have cases where the akira or the hanacha is not on the ground or not on a table which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, but it's on the guy's hand. And the guy's hand is not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Okay, so that's a problem. So how do you explain our Mishnah that these have cases of chayev deoraisa, but there's no akira hanacha? Akira hanacha has this principle. You need dalal dalet. Okay? And that's essentially, that principle is what this whole Gemara is going to be about. That when and where and how that principle applies.
Where did we first see that principle?
Right here. This is the principle. This is that. Not a joke. This is that. This is where I see it. This is where, that's why Tosas and Rashi, and they start going interested. What's, you know, where's this from? Tosas is essentially getting into where does it come from. But this is the principle. This is the first place. Okay. So you'll see, it's not so simple. I mean, you'll see. If Kiva holds, you don't even need it. It's not so simple. But the Gemara is taking it as an assumption. Okay, and we hold that by that assumption. And ultimately, the Gemara is going to end up answering. Okay, if you saw the Rambam or whatever you know, is that your hand is considered like dalet al dalet. Okay, but it's going to be a long time until the Gemara gets to that. Okay, it's going to go through a lot of different possibilities and attempts to explain our Mishnah before it comes to that conclusion. So apparently it's not so simple. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever Sfarah there is that your hand is considered dalet al dalet, it's not, the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Okay, at least not yet. It goes through a lot of work before it finally comes to that explanation. Okay? This Rava's explanation, all the way at that. Okay, so for the time being, we're not going to really go with that assumption that your hand is dalet al dalet. Your hand's not dalet al dalet. Hands are less than dalet al dalet. So I mean, your hand's like dalet al dalet. It's not dalet al dalet. Okay? And for about a few months, we're going to assume your hand isn't dalet al dalet. Okay? Okay? I mean, we'll read the Rambam. We'll read the Rambam who's going to mention it, but well, you know, we'll see what he's saying. What I'm saying is, it's not like the Rambam says, you read the Pirush Mishnayos, and this is when I read it at first. When I read it, when I started the Masechta, I read through the Pirush Mishnayos. Read through it, say, oh yeah, your hand's dalet. He says, because, yeah, I don't know if you saw it, because your hand grips things. Mm-hmm. So dalet dalet means it holds on to things good, and your hand has that property also. So, you know, I just thought, like, that's Dover Pasha. But I'm saying, the Gemara is clear that's not, the Gemara did not just say that Dover Pasha. The Gemara is not assuming that. And it does come to that as a conclusion, but I don't think it's a good idea to go run through the Gemara with assuming the conclusion. I mean, the Gemara did not assume that conclusion. And that's the end of the day. Okay, so I mean, we can be aware of it in the back of our minds, but I think we should proceed in the Gemara without certainly not assuming that that's the case. Okay, fine. So the big question is, I guess, like Chaim asked, where does this come from? I mean, we're going to stop here. We're not going any further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to start answering the question, but the question is, what happened? What about this principle? You need dalet al dalet. And the question is, what is this principle? Where does it come from? What's the whole idea of this principle? Okay? So we have a Rashi, and we have a Tosfos, and we have a Rambam. Okay? And there are other Rishonim also, but this should keep us busy. So Rashi says, Me'al Gabi Makam Dalet. Okay? It's an interesting Rashi. Dehave Chashav. So it's Chashav. Dalet al Dalet. Oftentimes, Dalet is Chashivas. Dalet al Dalet. So oftentimes, yeah, the Chashivas. Okay, fine. So what? Dehave Chashav. Lemehave hanachoso hanacha. The akiroso akira. So it's choshev in order to make his hanacha a hanacha. and to make his Akira an Akira. Sounds a little like double talk, right? And it's Hakas Hanacha Navi Hanacha. That's Akira Navi and Akira. I mean, I have to explain it. Obviously, it doesn't mean that, but I have to explain what does that mean. It sounds like if it's an Akira, it's an Akira. What more do you need to make your Akira an Akira than being an Akira?
No.
The Havichoshev Lamehevi. The Havichoshev Lamehevi and Achoso Anachakoso. It's not just Tan Lamehevi. It's Choshev in this context. The Havichoshev Le vis a vis this. I mean, Choshev was in different arenas, could be different things.
I'm saying, so the
Havichoshev,
therefore, is Akira.
No, I think it means the Havichoshev, the Makom Dalet is Choshev to make his Hanacha and Hanacha and Akira and Akira. That's what I think. I mean, it's Choshev enough, so to speak, to make in order so that his Hanacha will be a Hanacha and his Akira will be an Akira. The Yado Lav Makom Daletu. Okay? So that's his explanation, by the way. Right there, Rashi. Why do you need Dalet Dalet? That's his explanation right there. In order to make his Hanacha, Hanacha, and Akira, and Akira. The El Dal El Dalet is Hanacha isn't really Hanacha, is Akira isn't really an Akira. And that, he's not explaining it, but that's his explanation. Okay, Viktani lo masisan, bein lakira, bein lahanacha. In both, Akira or Hanacha could be in Dal El Dalet. It's not one way or the other way, it's both. Viktani v'nasan lasoch yado shabah habayis, hari Hanacha, o shanat mitoch, hari Akira. Okay, he's mentioning that, because we'll see later on, there's room to distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. To say, You need Dalet Dalet by Akira, but not by Hanacha. So he's showing you, for starters, our Mishnah holds that a Yad works both for Akira, both for Hanacha. Okay, so don't get any ideas of trying to, you'll see. Later on, it's not so simple. I mean, right now you think, what's the difference? The same exact thing. But it's not true. So there are going to be differences. Okay, so I guess that's our first question here. What does Rashi mean when I have a Hanacha so Hanacha? Akira so Akira. What's the deal? What does that mean? What's wrong? What would be wrong if I put, let's take a case. I take something, I put it down, pick it up from a table, which is, let's say, Gimel Gimel. Okay? And I put it down on the table, which is Gimel Gimel. So what's lacking? Why is that not Hotza? I did an Akira, I did a Hanacha. But they're not considered an Akira, not considered a Hanacha. Why not?
We're talking about Tvachim.
Yeah, let's just see all the facts here, okay? Okay, so that's Rashi. Okay, again, Rashi is not, he doesn't really help you that much. I mean, he kind of tells you it's not a Hanacha, but he doesn't get to explain why at all. He's just saying it, matter-of-factly. Okay, I mean, if you want to give a svara at this point, you're going to have to make something up. You know, pretty much. You know, you don't have much help. I mean, you could try it. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad idea, but let's get some more facts, okay? So Tosus tries to explain a little bit more. You'll see Tosus seemingly has two answers here. Omer Benu Tam, the in regilos v'haniach achef as b'pachos medalet, because they weren't ragil to put the object. It wasn't common to place an object down in a place which is less than dalet. Okay, I guess that does it. Okay, trying to explain why, just saying that, just positing that, okay. They didn't do it. V'chein ha'im v'slav v'mishkan. Mistama, that's how they did the Mishkan also. After all, it's not Ragil, they did the Ragil thing. Ragil thing is Dalet Dalet.
Thank you.
Okay, strange to have a Dorshia based on what people do.
Why is it so strange?
Right, I guess. Well, who cares what people do? But presumably, like, that's the Malacha. I mean, you have to explain it. Okay, well, who cares? Okay, fine. I guess you can say, who cares? Inugilas. Okay, so what? That's not what they do. Big deal. But I'm doing it. It's very nice what people do, but I'm doing it. I'm doing this. So is that Shinoi? Is that what he's saying? That's a good question. What does it mean? And Chinoi Misav Mishkan. Okay? Like, what's that interplay there? Chinoi Misav
Mishkan. Yeah,
but Chin is like, it seems like two different answers, but he's making it, if you read Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like it's one and the same thing. So that I think
Ragil is referring to them, or it's referring to just
no, and Ragilos means people. Right. And then Mislam and Mishkan, they just did what people did. Yeah, since people, that's the way people do, they were people. So Mishkan, they did it. So, I mean, are those the same? It sounds like those two different answers.
Right.
How do those V'chein? How's that a V'chein?
Right.
It sounds like one of them saying is because that's what people do, the other one saying is we go by Mishkan. Mishkan's a Koveya. So what is it? Is people the Koveya, or is Mishkan the Koveya? Okay, fine. V'od Omeri. So what does that sound like? The Ode Omeri. It's funny. It doesn't... It doesn't exactly say like Inami or I don't know. Oh, it somehow sounds like it's adding, right? It doesn't sound like, yeah. I don't know, something about it. It just doesn't, I don't know, that's, you know. Oh, don't worry. Also, additionally, there is something to add here. It's like he likes Arena Tom, but he has something to add on. Okay? It doesn't exactly sound like an add-on, I'll say, but... The Al Yetze Yishmi Mekomo Mashma De Ko Inami Achefetz Kilom Mekomo Shal Chefetz. Okay, so here's... Pasuk says Al Yetze Yishmi Mekomo Yosha. So Al Yetze Yishmi Mekomo means a person shouldn't go out of his makom. Which a simple pshah means, I guess it's Tchom. But there's a limur Al Yetze the Yishmi Be'erevin the Al Yetze Al Yotzi. Means not, he should not, that a person shouldn't leave his place, but he shouldn't be motzi something outside of its place on Shabbos. That's a limud. So, afagav the pashte de kra koya mekomo shel adam, lana dalar amos, it means a person should leave with his makom, with his makom, his makom is his dalar amos.
I thought we just said his tum.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. Mekom makom mashma nami makom ha chefetz. Okay, but it also means, I guess when it's the chefetz, it's al-yotzi-ish, mimekomo, I guess, when you're talking about the person, you're talking about his rishos, but once you're saying it's the chefetz, a person shouldn't be motzi, a chefetz, from the makom of the chefetz. From the makom of the chefetz. Ve'in makom chashav, ve'in makom chashav, pa bepachos midalad. It's not like a makom chashav less than dalit. So mekomo, it's a question, is a makom, in makom chashav, it sounds like in makom chashav, pachas than dalit. So the thing is, it's not really, it's makom, unless it's less than, if it's less than dalit. Yeah, it sounds like different, right? It sounds like a whole different idea. It sounds like the pasuk is saying, this is the source of tzah, yoseish mekomo. This is one of the sources, right? They're two limudim. I think this is one of them. Like kalayam mehavi was one, and this is the other, I think. I think so.
What was the first one?
You know, Malacha Lysidayim, he told him he's finished the Malacha. Yeah, Ayat Mishkama. Yeah, they're two of them. Whatever. They're two, they're the first Tosus on Bezim Malach Pasha. It's based on the Gemara in Zorik, I think. I know, Tosus brings them both down. But in Erevin, this is a Lima, Erevin Yadayim. I guess that's what he's quoting here. I don't know. Where are we? Oh, yeah, Erevin, yeah, that's a Gemara, right. So that's a Gemara. So basically, it's learning out from there, Al Yotzei Yishmi Mekomo. So it means, if you learn Al Yotzei, your simple pshat is Al Yotzei Yishmi Mekomo. The person shouldn't go out of his place. But the lima is Al Yotzei Yishmi Mekomo. The person shouldn't bring out an object from its place. And what's its place? Its place is Dalet Al Dalet. So it's not really considered its place if it's not Dalet Al Dalet. Okay, this is, again, this sounds very different from saying because it's not normal for people to do Otzah. But in Dala and Dala Dala, or in the Mishkan, they did Dala Dala. It sounds like a whole different idea. Mm-hmm. And that's funny, like Ve'odo Mari. Ve'odo Mari sounds like he's adding something on, yet it sounds like a totally different shot.
So you're picking it up
right.
And putting it down.
Right, I agree. I agree with Chaim. I think he's talking there, Yotzi is only both.
You could force the
Yotzi is Mekom. I mean, I think it's there, it's both. And I think also, Ergil and Yachef, it's Papa's Dala, is also to pick it up. I mean, if you don't put it less than Dala, you're not going to pick it up from less than Dala. Right? I mean, that's a. You're picking it up from where it was previously put. So if people put it on less than knowledge, you're going to pick it up from less than knowledge. I mean, even though it happens to be that it's true that it's only, you know, that they're saying those words, but I don't think that's his point. Because otherwise, I mean, it should be written that way. Omer beta tam, that this is anacha, you know, this is akira, but anacha, and I don't see that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think my opinion that you're being too meduya.
Nice.
Right, exactly, right. Right? It definitely doesn't mean that you can't bring your object out of the tum. Because you can't go out of the tum. Of course you can't bring your object out of the tum. So the pshat of the puzzle, you shouldn't go out of the tum. The limud is a yotzi. Okay. So a yotzi, though, could mean you can't bring the object out of your makom, the dalet amos. You know, it's only changed what you're bringing, but the makom is still your makom. But he's saying, no, that's not. He's saying, it's also mashra. It means that it's not only you bringing the object, but it's the makom of the object. Apparently, yeah, saying that's a mistake.
That's what I'm wearing a dalet from. Like,
what? That's this is dalet tvach. Dalet amos is your makom. But the makom of the object is going to be dalet, is pachasim dalet. Here it means dalet tvach. It doesn't mean dalet amos. The placing, that's why it could be. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say, is it could be why he says, why Rebbeinu Tam says laniach as opposed to lakar, is because you pick it up, you don't choose where to pick it up from. You pick it up from wherever it is. But you choose where to put it down. Now, people choose to put it down on Dalet al Dalet. Now, since that's the case, of course, you're going to pick it up from where it was previously put down. So, it's going to be both. They're both Ragil. The Regilus is going to be, You know, every picking up is after it was previously put down in that place. So practically, they're both going to be ragal that way. But the cause is the hanacha. It's because of the way people do the hanacha, not because of the way people do the akira. But I don't think he's saying is that this is only by hanacha, not by akira. I don't think he's saying that because it's not the Mishnah. So I mean, there are many times answers and really explaining because our Mishnah is both. I mean, or the questions on both. Questions on both. So you see the halacha is both akira and hanacha according to the Gemara. So why should say Rabbeinu Tam is only explaining one of them? And he's explaining both, and it makes sense to say both. Now why does he pick Lani Yach again? Because that's the good reason for it. The reason is because of the hanacha. But it applies by both equally.
Like Rashi says.
Right. Okay, that's a good question. Could we compare Rashi and the Ri? Rashi and Tosfos, or anything, whatever. Are they similar, or are they not similar? I mean, Rashi says Ma'atavi Chashuv, and the Ri does also says Chashuv.
I think after the Rambam, the comparison to the Ri gets harder.
No, well, we're not to the Rambam yet. I'm just saying there's a question we should ask. A question we should consider. Are they the same? Are they different? Are they completely different? Are they a little different? Why?
His problem is in the Makom.
Right. In the surface, you say, right, the Ri is saying it's not a Makom. But right. The Rashi is saying so it's not an Akira, not an Anach.
I care about the Makom.
Right. It could be. You could say, Chaim says, it means it's not the Anacha because it's not a Makom. It's not the Makom like the Re, but who cares? So therefore it's not an Akira, it's not an Anacha. Could be. I think we should hold that. We should keep that question open. And when we get this far, Rashi is not very explicit, so we have to see. But it's a question that at some point we should answer. Are these the same? Are they different? Right, I mean, Rashi's not telling you where he gets it from.
Right.
The Tosfos, both Pshat and Tosfos, are telling you where they get it from. Rashi's not telling you where he gets it from. He's just kind of saying he's explaining the Svara, but he doesn't show you the source. Okay, fine. So let's just look at the Rambam, and then we'll try to give some Svaras here. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. This is in the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. Okay. So he says. The Yisod HaShlishi. It's I guess it's in the if you have the Kafach Pirush Mishnayos, it's on page Tas in the Shabbos Tas, and it's paragraph. It's the second column. It starts by Yisod HaShlishi. But in any paragraph, it's on the first thing. It's on the first Mishnah. It's by Yisod HaShlishi. It breaks it up. It's kind of pretty far into this piece. Maybe halfway or more than halfway. Okay, Yisod HaShlishi. This is talking about different Yisodos that he sets down as significant to this whole issue of Hotzah. So, Shalo Yischaif Ha'okar Mirashos V'Yaniach Bereshos Shnia Ad Sheyakar Mimakom Sheyesh Bo Arba Larba V'Yaniach Mimakom Sheyesh Bo Arba Larba O Yosar Akach. So basically, Nia Kiran Anacha from Mimakom Dala Al Dala or more. The Fi Shekol Pachos Mishir Zeh Lo Yinuchu Bo Hadvarim HaMunachim Sham V'Lo Yishoru Alav Elim Ha'Yidvarim Ketanim. He says, less than that, things will not really rest on it. You put things on it, they're not going to stay on it. They're going to get knocked off, unless they're very small. But essentially, regular-sized items aren't going to rest on something. They're not going to stay there. They're going to remain on there unless it's dalad al dalad. Okay. The kivon shebiyad ha'adam nachim dvarim gedolei hakamos v'nisharam aleh kmosh nisharam hadvarim haktanim achmas yicholas hakfifa v'apshita v'atvisa sheyesh la. And since things could rest in your hand, even though they could be big, they could still be able to rest in your hand and stay on it, just like small things, because the hands could grasp and grip and all these different words of the things that hands do. Okay, lefikach nechsheves kamo sheyesh arba larba. Therefore, he says, and this is based on the Mishkan of the Gemara, your hand is like dalad dalad, because it also holds things, just like the idea of dalad dalad is because it could hold things well. They're stable, they'll remain on it. But your hand, even though it's not dalad dalad, because of the function of gripping, it has equal similar property as dalad dalad. Okay, mishniyachiv is biar adam kilo nichul bekarka amakom shabo so adam. Okay, so it's like you put it on the floor. Okay, so I'm not really interested in the hand part now. Again, I said the Gemara he's going according to Maskana the Gemara, which is not we're not up to. But he's talking about it. But in passing, I mean he's. You see his idea. He's explaining why you need dalad dalad altogether. He's saying because you need dalad dalad because objects aren't going to rest. They're not going to remain on something if it's not dalad dalad. It's not dalad dalad. It's not going to remain on the thing. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So any questions here? So any questions on the Rambam? Any problems? Questions on the Rambam? But this general principle in Malacha of Dover Shein Meskayim, right? If they write like in the sand or something, it's going to be, well, it's not going to last. So that's not Malacha. Is that what he's saying here? Is he saying it's because it's not going to last? Is he just invoking a general principle called Dover Shein Meskayim? Nachnes? Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem with saying that is like, let's say you have something, for instance, let's say you have a tiny thing, let's say you have a small thing. I mean, that's an open problem in the Rambam. You can ask this. Yehuda Yisrof asked me this when he's here. But you have open problems. It's like, let's say you have a little thing, a small little thing, a cell phone. Let's put a cell phone down on a table that's 3x3. I mean, it's going to last ever, stay there forever. Okay, you put a little needle down or something, it's going to stay there forever. I mean, it'll stay longer than a huge, big thing. It's going to stay on a makam dalet al dalet, a chest.
Why is it an objective dalet al dalet should be relative to the papers?
Right. But it's not. So the problem's not so bothersome because you'll say it's a shear. Everything in halacha goes by shearim. You're saying is there's a shear. There's in general objects will last. That's what he's kind of saying. Unless they're very little. But in general objects is, I guess, I mean, you could argue there's a certain size. When it's dalet al dalet, it's a certain type of a size. Whatever you'll argue. I mean, you'll say in general, this is the most appropriate thing that it will hold things in general. Okay, I mean, you have to have a shear and fine. But if it's just an idea of a general principle called Dover Shein Meskayim, so you don't have to have a shear. It's just a halacha that it's not going to last. It's not going to last. I mean, it's not like a halachic thing. Here he's saying is like, this is Malacha Zotzah. Malacha Zotzah means Dalet al Dalet. Why? Because of that. I mean, if it's just the idea that something which doesn't last isn't Malacha,
then
it will be different. Then really Malacha means putting it down anyways. But it's a separate thing. If it's not going to last, then after all, it's not a malacha, because anything, any malacha, that's just a universal rule. Universal rule. If you write in sand, but you etch it in stone in the sand, then it's not, there's no like rule. I mean, it's just a practical thing. If it's not going to last, it's not going to last. It's not a malacha. Malacha has to be that you're really creating something. So if he's just saying, it doesn't sound like he's just saying like a universal thing because it's not going to last. This is like an objective definition in Hotzah. It's an objective definition in Hotzah. So, but it's somehow based upon lastingness. Somehow based upon lastingness. So we have to explain it. We have to explain what is his idea. And also, I guess the question is this similar to Rashi or Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam or the Ri? Right, but it's the question is right. So that's something we have to explain. I mean, it sounds like they're talking about different stuff, right? I mean, Rambam's talking in a very practical kind of a manner. The Tosfos is talking about Mishkan, or he's talking about Pesukim, and Rashi is just giving you the punchline. Right? I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, they could almost all be saying the same thing, or they could all be doing a different thing. Some of them are all, approaching it from different angles. But I guess we're gonna have to figure out if they're different, or the same, are they, right? I mean, something to explain. Okay, but I guess the most explicit, or the who's the easiest to work with here? It just sounds like he's making it up. Like the Rambam is. I mean, it sounds like you could say the Rambam in a minute. The Rambam is saying they're not ragel. Yeah, why? Who made this up? They're not ragel. Why not? How do you come to this? I'm explaining to you. Yeah, why are they not ragel? I mean, I think that's going well. Why are they not ragel? I'm not telling you why they're not ragel. The Rambam's explaining to you. There's a reason why they're not ragel. Because the things don't stay there. People put things down. They want to stay there. Right. People aren't rugged. I mean, so I think those could go well together. And Rabbeinu Tam on his own is just kind of like pulling it out of a hat. I mean, yeah, okay, you could say that, but it doesn't really... It's unsatisfying because you have to posit this axiomatic thing of they're not rugged. But I think the Rambam explains why. The Rambam's giving an explanation why it's not rugged. Mm-hmm. So I think that, those could go together. Well, that would leave Ruri hanging and Rashi hanging. But
according to that, the Rambam will go with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I could go with anyone, right? But I think the Rambam is giving you the most. The Rambam is really explaining to you. That's why the Rambam is easiest to work with, I think, because he's actually giving you an explicit explanation for what's going on here. He's not just making a recourse to rules, or just concepts like of Akira Sakiro, or he's not telling you Mishkan or whatever. He's giving you. He's really explaining the thing. He's trying to explain it. Mm-hmm. So I know you have to explain how does that fit in and what's the concept and all that. But I mean, I just feel like. I feel like he's just making a move just to get into the thing. I feel like he's giving you the most. So I think that's why let's start with that. Yeah, that's why I went on this whole track, I mean, because I think if you work on Rashi, you started with Rashi, you really have nothing, you show you as far. I mean, you can just make up, that's what I'm saying. If you can do something, you can make something up. I'm not saying you can't, you could. But, but I feel like the Rashi, sometimes it's good to find the Rishon that talks more, you have more to work with.
Otherwise it would be directionless.
Yeah, directionless, right. And Tosas also talks a little bit, but you're bothered by, again, you're going to have to make up. Why are people not able to do it? So you can make things up, but the Rambam explains it to you. I mean, Tosas could have explained that he did. He didn't choose to. I guess he figured he'd figure it out. But it makes sense. Rambam's explanation makes sense. Let's just go with that. So Chaim, you want to explain? Okay, good. Okay, so let me elaborate on what Chaim's saying. Namely, the thing is like this, is that Hotzos a Malacha. Okay, Hotzos a Malacha. That's a good point. Hotzos a Malacha.
I'm not going to shy.
Okay. Yeah, no, so the thing is like this, it's Malacha. Okay, so Hotzos a Malacha. Now, Malacha, we talked about this a little bit, like it's a Malacha Garua, in a certain sense. Like, Malacha means, like, productivity. Like, you're creating something. As in general, all Malacha, you're doing something. And Hotzah is, I mean, although it's not clear that Malacha Garua is a complex term, as we discovered earlier, but in one meaning, in one sense, it means you're not really doing anything. I mean, what are you doing? You're just moving a thing. Like, in all the Malachas, you're really accomplishing something, changing a thing. Here, what are you doing? You're just moving it. So it seems like it's not just moving. Moving something, just moving, motion, that's not a malacha. But the malacha is because an object has a makom. Makom is a property of an object. It's location. Okay? Not any makom, but there is such a thing, like my refrigerator has a makom. You know what I mean? So I'll take an extreme example. But it has a makom. And, like, for instance, if I move my refrigerator, I'm involved in really making a serious change. You know, I'm moving my refrigerator from your house to my house or something. It has a makom, and I'm changing the makom. Okay? Makom is a refrigerator has a makom. But, like, again, my cell phone, you could argue, again, we're going to get more specific, but you could argue, like, a cell phone doesn't have a makom. Cell phones go all over the place. That's not really a makom. I mean, that was when Ramon had an argument like that. It's heavy things versus light things. But I'm not exactly saying that here, but I'm saying the concept of makom, the concept of hotzah is because objects have a din makom. And the malachas hotzah is changing its makom from here to its makom being here. It's not just moving something, but it's giving it. If its makom used to be Rishitha Rabim, and now its makom is Rishitha Yachid, that's hotzah. You're oker it from makom A, and you're meiniach it to makom B. Okay, that's Malachas Hotzah. Okay. Now, what it's saying is that if something is, for something to be like a makom, it has to be like chashav. Okay? For instance, if something is on like a tiny little, little table that's one tafach by one tafach, or like a pole, put something down on top of a little pole, okay, on top of the fire hydrant, you lay it down on top of your fire hydrant, it's not as makom. Okay, because it's if something flimsy, that's just not makom. Like, if it's not, in order for something to be a makom, it has to have some degree of permanence in the relationship to the thing. Otherwise, it's not defined as a makom. It's a place. The difference between, like, I'm calling place and makom. Like, place is like an accidental thing. It happens to be here.
I don't literally mean physical location.
Makom doesn't mean it's physical location, because everything has a physical location. I mean, it's here, it's there, everything's moving around, there are physical locations. But that's not a makom. Like, if something's flying through the air, that's not its makom. It's not a property of makom. It's in transit. It is at that second, you freeze it, it's right there.
That's not a makom. Out, like, of its place.
Yeah, makom is right. It's a property of the object. In order for the object to attain a property called its makom, there has to have a degree of permanence to that that property. Okay? And the way you measure that is by, is this place a proper holder? Is this a real holder? It could hold it in a permanent way. It's a real muck. It's a makom. It's a sufficient holder of the object. Think something will stay on it. Then you say this is its makom. It's being held by the table. Okay, my cell phone is being held by the table. And there's an essential relationship between the table and my cell phone, because the table is the holder of my cell phone, and it will stay there forever. It's going to stay forever unless I intervene. But if something is on an unstable type of a location, it's like there's an accidental relationship between my cell phone and the fire hydrant. It happens to be at this moment right there. But you don't say that's what's makom. It doesn't take on a property of a makom. The relationship is accidental. Location in general, or could, in its raw form, is just an accidental location. You have an object, you have a cell phone, you have a fire hydrant, and they happen to be close to each other, or happens to be right now, they're touching. But that's not a Din Makom. A Din Makom has to be where the object is really like a holder of the... That's why it has to be chashav. It has to be a makom chashav is capable of being like a holder of objects. Okay, if like a makom chashav as shir of dalad al dalad, that's a real makom. A makom is like a place in which things could be placed, which could hold objects. So it's saying is, and then an object which is in there really has a essential relationship to that makom, such that when you're okered from that makom and you give it a new makom, you say you're involved in malacha. That's really productive, because you're really changing the din makom in the object. But again, if you just, it happened to be here, in an accidental relationship to this location, now there's an accidental relationship to another location, that's not malacha, that's just moving. It's motion. Motion is not malacha. Motion is a malacha. The relation has to be an essential relationship to the place in order for it to be like a property of the object, and now you could say that it's a malacha, because you're changing the property of makom of the object. Sure, that's what you're saying. In general, I mean, you have to be, I mean, you could go by every object, could have different makomos, but the halacha is, goes by a shear, fixes a shear, and the shear is, dalet al dalet, is, apparently, that was the Torah's kovea, makom chashav. I mean, according to the Rambam, at least. I mean, it could be that's the difference between the Rambam and the Ri. The Ri is saying is, what's a din makom? You go by universal din makom. My makom chashav is pachas medalet. That's din makom. It's objective din makom. Sounds like the Rambam saying is like, it's, I mean, it could be, it's based on that, but it's, objective in the testing. Framework of Hotzah, that's an appropriate shear to be fixed. I mean, it could be it's not a coincidence that it wasn't 4.5, because it shows, for instance, if the universal Din Makom was not suitable for Hotzah, for holding things, then it could be you wouldn't go by that. It would have been Koveya different Din Makom here. But since the universal Din Makom is in line with that, so the Torah didn't create a new Din Makom for Hotzah. You can use the... Could be they both agree. You know, the reason saying is that's in Makom. The Rambam showing is that that's a good shear in this framework also. It makes sense. That's a cutoff point. It could be they're agreeing. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe the Rambam would agree. It's not as coincidental. It happened to be 4x4 is exactly a cutoff point. Maybe it should be 5, or, you know. But there's an underlying thing. That's the same. That's a shear. So, but the idea is in terms of, you have to have a cutoff point. I mean, apparently malacha has to be a source of malacha. So it doesn't go by a case by case thing. You'll see there are things where it does go though. There's something called achshave, where you're machshiv a makom to be a holder for this item. Like if you have like a, imagine like, let's say a jewelry case, you know, that you have a ring and that, you know, like, there are cases like that where you can have something which is smaller than dalet al dalet, but you have a din dalet al dalet because you're machshiv that to be the holder for this thing. There's a notion like that. We're going to get to that later.
That's maskana. Later.
You know maskana. There's an halacha. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's an halacha. But how that works, it's a good question. But there is such a phenomenon like that. But in general, you have to have a shear. Okay. You have to have a shear. And even if it's a huge item and it's not... I mean, look, if it's a huge item, it's never going to stay. Then maybe it would come under the universal Torah, the Roshan Maskayim. I mean, it's not really, you know. But that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Okay, so that explains the Rambam. And let's say Ayotzi is mimikomo. That's the idea. It's mimikomo. It means it has a makom. So you yotzi it from its makom. Chafta. That's what he's saying, is that it's mashma, it's the chafta, not because malacha is in terms of the chafta. You're changing the chafta. So it makes sense to define it based on not the makom of the gavra, but the makom of the chafta. Chafta has it in makom. Makom is dalet, and you're you're motzi it from its makom, and that's the malacha. That's the malacha. Okay, so where does that leave us? So what about Rashi? Can I explain Rashi? All right, so it's fine with Rashi. Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. It's true with Chaim. Is that Rashi is not clear, it's not explicit. But I think Rashi's point is that if you'll ask me what's lacking in my Otsah? Yeah, in terms of Otsah, what's lacking? If I pick it up from the 3x3 to the 3x3, so what's lacking? So you'll say the Makom, where does it say anything about Makom? So it's Halacha, you're moving, you're being Oker, Chayfetz, and Rishas Yachad, and Yachad, and Rishas Rabb. But the thing is, no, the makom is that which makes it an akira. Like the makom is incorporated into the tzuras of malacha. It's not just like a really tzuras just go from rishas to rishas. It's just this rule. You need makom. It's not just a rule. That is the definition of akira. Akira means that a chafta has a makom, and you're being oker it from its makom. Okay, akira doesn't just mean moving. Doesn't just mean breaking a physical ba'ban, which is on, you know, from the object to the table. Kira means where object has it in makom and you're oker it. So you could practically, it could be picking up if it's on 3x3. But that's what it means. It's not conceptually an akira. It's accidentally it's an Akira. It practically, the thing was there and you're lifting it up. So in terms of the person, you could say, he was okay, because he lifted, right? But in terms of the chafza, it's not Akira. That's what he means, Akirasa or Akira. And it's his Akira. Is it practically, of course it's an Akira, because physically he lifted it up and he physically put it down. But in order to make his Akira conceptually an Akira vis-a-vis the Chafza, so then you need Dalal al Dalal. Okay, because that's why you need Makom. Otherwise the Makom is not, Akira is vis-a-vis the Chafza, you're being Oker the Chafza from its Makom. It's good actually, that's what it means, Akira so Akira anacha so anacha. So it's not double talk. Because practically, of course it's Akira, of course it's anacha, but conceptually, in terms of the chafza, it's not an Akira, and it's not an Anacha. To make his physical Maisa Akira into a conceptual halachic Akira, vis-a-vis the chafza, the Madin Malacha, that you need a chashav. So I think that's fine for Rashi. And that's what Rashi said. Rashi is just explaining to you how it fits into the Tzuras HaMalacha. Like, where is it lacking the Tzuras HaMalacha? It's not just an arbitrary rule, you need Makom. It's because that's the definition of Akira and Anacha. That's built into Akira and Anacha. But Rashi Tosfos is trying to explain, well, why? What's lacking? Why is it not Akira Nacha? What's lacking? And the Rambam also, why? But of course, it all boils down to the Akira Nacha. That's what it means. Rashi says, don't think it's like an ad hoc rule. Really, it's Akira Nacha, but there's an ad hoc rule. By the way, you need Makom. That's the idea of Akira Nacha. That's the concept. You're really uprooting the Kfiyas of the Chafza, and you're creating Kfiyas of the Chafza.
You did the Akira from
a place of Well, this is, I think the thing is that the Malachas Hotzah is Akira and Hanacha. The Malachas Hotzah is where you're breaking its Makom of Rosh Hashayachir and giving it the opposite Din Makom. It's like taking its Din Makom
from Rosh Hashayachir. What's the status now if it's on a Gimel Gimel?
It's not, it has no Din Makom. It's like if you put in Karmelos. Let's say if the Yoker from Rosh Hashayachir put in Karmelos. So it's not really the Malacha. The Malacha is where you take a chafta whose din makom is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you give it the opposite din makom of Rosh Hashanah Rab. That's also, that would be also the maybe the Rabbana, or, you know, but the Malacha de Raisa is where you're really changing it to the opposite din makom. That's why Karmelos, so he said, Karmelos, so you're moving Rosh Hashanah Yachid and giving it a new din makom, but it's not like the opposite din makom. That's not de Raisa. Mm-hmm. It's not just the removal, but it's two parts. And that's why it's so sad, there's two parts. I mean, it's not just taking it from removing it from a place. It's changing its din makom from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rab. Good? So now we have left Rabbeinu Tam. The question is, what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? And is he a whole different idea? I guess Ve'od. What's like the whole thing? Like, what's going on? What else? What about Rabbeinu Tam? Yes. And I mean, just parenthetically, this is basically Rabbi El Shvushi about this. But the idea is that the malachos exist for Adam Rishon. Malacha is a phenomenon of human beings. Human beings harness the external world using certain processes of productivity. That's the idea of what a malacha is. That's technology or productivity. There's certain processes, basic categories of human productivity. Now, that's what a malacha is. Now, in Mishkan, is an instance which used many of these malachos. And Mishkan was the koveya of the Malamites malachos. Whereas malacha, in its root form, you could have Mishkan, you could have other, malacha is a universal idea. But Mishkan is like koveya, what the malachos are, and the degrees within the malachos, and the levels within the malachos. And Mishkan is like a koveya within the system of malacha. Okay, so let me proceed. So that being the case, I think according to there's a big difference between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rei, which is that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's like a quantitative issue, and according to the Rei, it's a qualitative issue. Okay, what do I mean? Is that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, like Hotzah really just means moving an object, okay, changing its location. But within location, you could have like an accidental location, or you could have an essential location. Okay, we're calling like dal al dal is an essential location. There's like, so the change of location could be, so to speak, more or less productive. If you just take an object which has a flimsy location, so to speak, less than dal al dal, its relationship to that makom is weak. and changing it is a weak productivity. It's not that much of a change. It's not that significant. Changing it from dalet al dalet is a real kvias in a makom, and giving it a new kvias, that's a significant product. Okay, that's a significant change. Now, the level, so they're both in quality, they're the same thing. I'm changing this location. But the degree of change and the significance of the change is different. Now, it's saying is that what's going to determine the malacha? So it's saying, first of all, man's koveya. Man doesn't do that insignificant one. Man does the significant one. So the malacha is going to be nikva based upon the category of human productivity. So even though it really partakes of the same idea when you do it to a lesser degree, but since man chooses, selects, in general, man makes use of the higher form, so the malacha is going to be nikva based upon normal human behavior. And Mishkan also, that's what they did, because that's the real productive way to do things. And Mishkan's also a koveya. So it means that either both frameworks are going to say that, even though the concept of Otsah really could exist in a lesser degree, but it's lacking the level of productivity as determined both by the human, normal human activity and by Mishkan, is koveya, that the level of productivity or of change of the makom of the object is only where its change is a significant qualitative, real din, permanent change, or a change in its real din makom. Okay, but it's not like less than that couldn't have been Otsah. It's just that it's lacking in the level of productivity. Okay, whereas according to the Re, he's saying he's adding on. He's saying it's not just that it's lacking in the level of productivity, but it's a different quality. It's Makomo, the quality of Malachas Otsah is changing its makom. Okay, that quantitative difference actually produces a different quality, and Malachas Otsah is that new quality of changing its makom.
They're really arguing.
He is arguing, in a certain sense he's arguing, because according to Rebbeinu Tam, it seems like he doesn't hold by that. It sounds like according to Rebbeinu Tam, really less than that would be Otsah, it just lacks in level. But it's furthering. Rebbeinu Tam doesn't hold by the Re. The Re is just going further, but they're arguing because of that.
They are arguing,
but it's ve'od because it's a further development of Rebbeinu Tam's chiluk. Rebbeinu Tam's chiluk, he's agreeing with Rebbeinu Tam's chiluk between an essential change and an accidental change. Right, but he's saying how it affects, why it makes a difference in Malachas Otsah. It's not just because like the quantity is nikva through the Mishkan, but it's because that's the pasuk. The Otsah is that essential change. Al yotzi ishmi mekomo, that is Otsah, and it's not like it's lacking in chashivos if it's less than that. It's simply that's not Otsah. Otsah is where you make an essential change to the object's location. According to the Torah Rebbeinu Tam, no, Otsah really is just changing its location. But there is an essential, an accidental change, an essential change. Now, in the level of productivity is kavua, based upon only the higher level change. I mean, in every malacha, there's degrees. Like in cooking, you have levels. There's so many malachas, you have levels. How much cooking is cooking? So, malacha ben yisoy is kavua, the level of cooking. I mean, there are levels. Less than that is it's not enough. It's not cooked enough, you know? So you're saying the level, I mean, you have to go into different things. I'm just using it as an example. But I'm not necessarily a bishul, but... But let's say the idea is that according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's a level phenomenon. That the category, the idea of Malach Otsah, so to speak, if I move it from a 3x3 to 3x3, according to Rebbeinu Tam, I'm doing something, it's just lacking in level of productivity. Of course, it's mut, it's not Osir, but I'm saying it's lacking in the level of productivity, not productive enough. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's simply it's not Malach Otsah. Malach Otsah means where you're changing its location. It's makom, it's real, it's essential din makom. That's a different idea, you know? I mean, I don't know how the Rambam and the Rambam is not being explicit about that. I'm saying that's the question within Tosos. I don't know how they're going to go on it. You know? Okay, because they're not telling you where they learn it from. So, I mean, Rebbeinu Tam and the Re are telling you where they learn it from. The Rambam and Rashi are just telling you the results. What's the problem? So it's, I don't know if you can know which way they're going. But either way, at the end of the day, it's the same thing. That Otsah is where you're changing the objects. Din makom. It's not just to change the location, it's din makom. The only question is, is it that way because that's the proper level, or that's intrinsically the quality of Otsah? But I don't think it makes a difference. Okay? Okay, so again, there's not going to be a show the rest of the week. I'd like to do next is, I guess, Monday? Yes, next Monday, is further than the Gemara. from the Gemara. I mean, you'll see it gets interesting. It's a thing of kluta kamisha unchadamia. Okay.